It sure has been busy down to the A&P, let me tell you, with folks stocking up on pumpkin pie filling, stuffing mix, jello, miniature marshmallows, and whatnot. The smart ones are, anyways. Women who plan ahead, picking up the non-perishable items and dry goods, paper products and drinks, a week or two before the holiday. Because trying to do it all in one big grocery shopping is overwhelming. Just putting together the list is intimidating enough. And you could get a hernia pushing that shopping cart to your car. Charlie and me go to my sister Irene's for Thanksgiving. They got more room for all of us over there. I bring the desserts, the green bean bake, and the jello mold salad, or molded cuisine, as my niece Caitlin calls it. I was lucky enough to have inherited the mold that's shaped like a turkey. Irene got the one that looks like a wreath. So Thanksgiving's mine, jello salad-wise. Irene takes care of the turkey, stuffing, and gravy, and I help her prep the potatoes, squash, and the carrot turnip medley. That's my favorite part, really, cooking with my sister Irene. That and the leftovers. Now, Caitlin and her boyfriend Adam are vegetarians, so they bring a tofu turkey. Believe me, it looks and tastes better than that tofurkey they had in that episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. Do you remember that one? Caitlin makes the vegetarian stuffing, too, and cooks it in muffin tins. Once her mother saw that, Irene started using the same technique with her stuffing. Some in the bird, and the overflow as muffin cups. If you like the crispy part of the stuffing, this is the way to go. In preparation for the big day, I tried a Bollywood dance workout on YouTube, and it's kind of fun. Trying new things keeps you young, right? Though hobbling around with achy muscles in places I didn't know I even had muscles makes me wonder if that's really true. In fact, all the women who run with the Moose are in serious training. Sure, we love Thanksgiving, but what we're really looking forward to is our favorite shopping day of the year, Black Friday. At the crack of dawn, we plan to hit the ground running down to the Bangor Mall. We know from experience that this sort of excursion takes stamina, so we take our preparations seriously. We have a plan in session or two beforehand where we map out our strategy, when we're taking snack breaks to recharge, and most important, where we're having lunch. Betty, God bless her, is so organized. She prints out a checklist for each of us, plan outfit, charge cell phone, set timer on coffee maker, organize shopping list, coupons, and sales flyers, stock personal first aid kit with pre-moisturized towelettes, ibuprofen, and Hershey's Kisses. Shirley makes sure her Bonneville is gassed up, and we all bring leftover pie for breakfast, which we eat in the car on the way, always with some extra to share. Now, unless you think this extravaganza is all about us, part of our Black Friday planning includes choosing a charity to support for the holiday season. You know, something local, like the Senior Center, Food Pantry, or the Woman's Shelter in Bangor. As we're shopping, we pick up little things we think would be nice for these folks. Later, we put together some gift bags and deliver them. That's always a fun day, delivering those bags. How can such a little thing make you feel so good? During the holiday season and all year round, don't forget to spread the wealth. You'll be glad you did. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.